Welcome back, WNST, Tassel Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive back. I don't know if I got a tan or not. I'm not sure. It was a little bit of sunshine down there in Florida for sure. All of our Maryland crab cake tours. We get back out here in Tierra Firma. I did not order the crab cake at the Breakers the other day. Brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, where we let ourselves play. I'm looking for my Betty Boop tickets around here. I have a handful left. We're doing a huge event on Friday, and I had Hugh Sisson on the show. And this is kind of the way serendipity works, John Martin. I saw a thing on my Facebook, Hugh Sisson. And I like beer. I don't know if you know that or not, but I like beer. And I've known Hugh a long time. And he was doing a Ukrainian benefit. And the story is incredible because there's a Pravda brewery in Lviv is getting bombed. And they shut down their brewery to make Molotov cocktails out of the beer bottles. And they put their recipe out to the world and said, if any brewery uses our markings, our logo to help support our efforts spiritually, beer wise, or financially, do it. Hugh Sisson said, we're going to ferment some beer over here. We're going to, and on April 1st, but it's not a joke. We're going to release this beer and we're going to have some Betty Boop scratch ups. John, this is what I was trying to do when I put the Maryland Crab Cake Tour together. It's already like shine a light on good stuff people are already doing, right? But more than that, there's a spirit about all of this that we are all in this together, one world, right?
Absolutely. You know, what is it? Necessity is the mother of invention. So, you know, when things happen like that, they happen for a reason. I am a firm believer in fate. And we're just playing out the script. So good on you and your friends for getting that thing pulled together. I may even see if somebody here from the Maryland Lottery can make their way over and help support the cause on Friday as well.
Hey, Roz and Greg from Northeast. I mean, bring them over. I've been telling them, you know, one of these days we're going to make it happen. I might even be adding 31 breweries to the 31 Crab Cake Tour in August. There have been some rumors now brewing here that I should be checking out other Maryland businesses. What's going on, Matt? Let's start with this. March Madness, sports wagering, people getting out, you and I, it's been a couple of weeks since we got together. I've gotten some feedback from folks that, and I've heard some radio stations broadcasting and friends of ours and various places. It's been a good vibe as a sports person that people could have had this access to be able to go and play and have a good time.
Certainly. I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. You look at the March Madness event, especially over several weekends, and it is second to probably the Super Bowl in terms of the hype and the frenzy that players get excited about when it comes to sports wagering. So we're winding down now, one weekend left. And, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But overall, I think similarly, the experiences and stories I'm hearing are that for the five locations that are able today to offer sports wagering on their premise, things are going very well. And we have four more on deck, if you will, a little crowded in the on deck circle. I'll switch my metaphors here, get to baseball here because we were in the spring. But we have three off track betting locations, most notably Riverboat on the Potomac. Down on the shores of the Potomac River is one. Long Shots in Frederick is a second. And our buddy Chris at Greenmount Station in Hampstead is a third. And then we added Bingo World a few weeks ago in Anne Arundel County, the largest bingo facility in the state of Maryland, as four. So all four of these are now jockeying for position. They will be the next wave. And I am very hopeful that by the, let's say, end of May, you know, we could be talking about one or more of them actually be up and running with sports wagering. And then we have the lull, the period between now and the next football kickoff in September, where we've got a lot of work to do to get mobile wagering up and ready.
Well, you mentioned Chris at Greenmount Station, so I have to plug away that on the 15th, we're going to be up at Greenmount Station, one of my favorite crab cakes. People ask me, I'll be honest, up in Hampstead, go up there and say hello to them. I guess for the actual season and my sportsdom here, John, we got a baseball game, right? I mean, not just opening day, not just the Orioles. Once it starts, we know it never ends with baseball. It's 7 days a week. That it's been a little while since I've been to the ballpark. We shut down for a little while. Last year was a little messy. You guys play a pretty significant game with the Orioles, right?
We have been very fortunate, and I'd have to go back to the history books to find out when it started, but I've been here now. This is my 11th year, and we've enjoyed, certainly for those 11 years and previous to that, a great relationship with the Baltimore Orioles. And each year we try to do something a little different. So this year, our home run riches, bases loaded, fast play ticket is already in the marketplace. We launched that in earlier in the month of March. And the promotion here is one very familiar to O's fans. For every game in the season, we select from non-winning ticket entries, we select a contestant of the game, as we call it. And that person, he or she, wins $500 for just being selected contestant of the game. And then should the O's hit home runs in bunches in that game, or even one at a time, it's another $500 for each home run hit by the O's in that game. So it adds a little excitement, adds a little fervor to the game, you know, all the way to the last out to see what that individual may win. And I may have misspoke. I believe it's any ticket, winning or non-winning, is an entry point. But you can go to mdlottery.com and get all the details. But it's fun. Our first drawing will be April 4th for the April slate of games. And then once a month, we draw for the upcoming slate of games through the season. All 162 games will have a contestant of the game winner.
John Martin is here from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We are bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road all month long. Really looking forward to our conversations this week around in and around Ukraine and brewing some American Red Ale. So we'll be doing that along with the Cooper's Chow Hound Crab Cake and probably a burger too before it's all over with, John. For gaming and for I'm bringing Betty Boop with me. You got baseball. We got all sorts of things happening here. Bring me up to speed on some spring stuff. We've talked so much about basketball and sports and all that. You have a whole list of things and winners and jackpots that are rising out there all the time.
That's what we do, Nestor. That's what we do. And we're really rallying around now our multi-match game. You and I haven't talked much about multi-match. It's really been kind of lost every once in a while in our portfolio, but it's a steady game drawn twice a week, Mondays and Thursday evenings, one of 43 numbers. It's got some unique nuances to it. And the most unique now is that the jackpot for that game is up to $3.2 million when we're speaking of it right now. And again, when Thursday's draw hit, we'll see if that continues to roll.
But that's a lot of money now. Yeah, yeah. Just so when you say that, that's $3.2 million. How often does it get? Is that like one of those $500 million lotto, you know, Powerball things where you're like, it's very rare that it gets to this point?
Exactly. It is the Halley's Comet of jackpots. This puts it fifth on the all-time list of jackpot tier winners or totals. And 3.2 puts it right behind 3.6, which ironically was the last one jackpot of that was 2015, June of 2015. So we haven't been in this rarefied air for 7 years.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I'm watching these March Madness games here in the Dukes and the North Carolinas that do it all the time. I like when things aren't happening as often. Locally here, we've given a lot of money away as well. You send me the list all the time. I'm wearing my Costas shirt, and I saw winners at Costas last week. We talked about Wise and Royal Farms and our other sponsors and stuff. But you're giving away prizes all the time here, big-time prizes.
Yes, we are. And you know, you're very familiar with our Vax Cash promotion, still working with the Maryland Department of Health.
I'm waiting. I'm eligible for that one, I think. I think maybe I'm eligible for that one.
But the fun thing about this promotion, Nestor, and I've talked about it before, and people can check out the stories on mdlottery.com, is that these are not typically lottery players that are winners. I mean, these are people who were just doing the right thing, getting vaccinated, getting their booster.
Believe when the phone rings. There's no way. No, if my wife got a call from your people right now and said, "Hey, you," she'd be like, "Come on, man." There have to be three layers of scamology to make sure that, like, you're from where? Because I had somebody Brian on. They said, "Well, we make the calls." It's hard to make them believe it.
Yeah, certainly with the Vax Cash, the you know, Anne Arundel County last week and. You know, this week, I believe it was Elkridge. I'm doing this from memory. When we get old, you'll find out one day the memory starts to
I love the name for it too. Vax Cash.
Yeah, that is a great name.
So modern. Who would have thought 10 years ago we'd have VaxCash, right?
But and we will continue these $50,000 drawings through the month of April and the first week of May. It will culminate in a $1 million jackpot prize. How'd you like to make that phone call?
I'd like to receive that phone call.
Yeah, you'd like to get that phone call, sure. But
it's nice being Ed McMahon, but it's nice being the lady that answers the door.
right. So, you know, that continues to go on through the month of April and resolve in May. We also have our Monopoly Second Chance contest, which continues. You may remember this is a unique rolling jackpot. So you enter your tickets into the My Lottery Rewards Players Club. And once a month, the jackpot, the Second Chance jackpot rolls. The first 2 months, it was well in excess of $60,000. And right now, our current month, we're over $20,000 and we're not even halfway through the period here. So it will continue to grow through the month and we'll award monthly Monopoly Second Chance rolling jackpots for the next several months. So stay tuned for more information on that. And of course, I'll call it the normal winners, like winning $100,000 is a normal thing. But the week in, week out winners, we have a new scratch-off game, which hopefully Brian talked a little bit about when he was with you the other day. That's our Mega Sevens ticket, which is an oversized ticket.
Yeah, he showed me that. It's big.
Yeah. Yeah, most tickets like you have with Betty Boop are 4 inches wide. Well, this one is twice that. It's 8 inches wide.
It's got a lot of games on it, right?
Yeah, you got four games on it. And our first top prize winner there was an individual actually from the district, a Washington, D.C. resident who works and buys lottery in Landover, thankfully, and checked out one of these tickets and won $100,000. On a scratch-off ticket. So
I never know when I'm in the district or when I'm in Montgomery County. Or, you know, I just driving in one of the avenues, and I, you know, all kind of blends together there, right?
Yeah. But that was a lot of fun for that individual, and you can check out that story in our winner section on mdlottery.com. So, you know, that's a lot going on in winners, but each and every day, plenty of people win. People just like you and me. Well, not so much me, more like you.
I'm telling you, I was at Costas a couple weeks ago doing the show, and I walked in and people were playing. They were all under the sprinkler. They knew about it. I said, John, tell me about that. They're like, yeah, every year we do March Madness and the Causey Fibs. And they were winning, and that's the important thing. We had a $100 winner on a scratch-off Betty Boop in the middle of the show. I got to see the celebration or see the disbelief. Hey, I think I won $100. It was kind of something. It was like one of those moments. So John Martin is here. Last thing for you. Let's take the lottery glove off and let's have, I was in Florida, sunning myself at the NFL owners meetings and, awaiting words from the, you know, purple smoke on John Harbaugh's contract and all that. It was quite the scene around the Cleveland Browns. There was a little Ohio contingent there. Boy, the Browns made a little news, did they not, with their new quarterback?
Yeah, funny thing happened since we last spoke, huh?
Speaking of giving away lottery, how about $230 million?
yeah. We're talking about winning the lottery, sure.
Right.
Sure. I'm a little disappointed you didn't notice. Here I am resplendent in my
purple. I see your purple.
Purple today. It came up in the rotation. You know, all my brown and orange is in the cleaners getting ready for the season, but I've got my purple on today. So,
you know, one of the joys of doing this is being able to meet new people, old people, friends, networking with media people and coaches and hanging out with Joe Douglas at the pool from the Jets and just people I've known. Gabrielle Dow, who ran the Ravens, who you may have been familiar with 15 years ago, is now with the Packers, and just having these wonderful conversations around all this. I the NFC coaches do a roundtable breakfast. The AFC does Monday, then the NFC. So, you know, Monday I'm with John and, you know, doing my work thing, listening to Tomlin out of the side of my ear a little bit. But, and, you know, it used to be Marvin there and Rex Ryan and Mike Pettine was coaching your team and all that. So that have more friends there. So I'm focused. The next day, it's like, what are we going to do? It's the NFC coaches. And I had a friend of mine, Aaron Wilson, said, hey, which coach are you going to listen to? And I'm like, he said, I'm doing LaFleur. And I'm like, I don't know. So I walked the room a little bit and I put my Steve Bisciotti hat on and I thought, if John didn't want to coach the team anymore, and I had to hire one of these guys. Which of these guys am I impressed with, right? So I sat down with the Minnesota Vikings, and he was wearing purple. So I thought there may have been something subliminal going on that I wanted to hear him. And then I wound up having breakfast with him afterward, and I liked him. So when you see the purple thing here, it can fool you, especially out of season.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But it's fun talking about football in March, right? I mean, you know, you look at the ebb and flow of sports, and certainly football now is 365 days of the year. I mean, back in the day when, you know, we were kids watching sports, you know, it was more me than you. I mean, these guys had to have second jobs. You know, they
had for sure
season, and they were out doing something else.
Selling lottery tickets in the off season or something, right?
right. but now it's a full-time job and has been for several years. And it's a topic of conversation. And in a Twitter crazed world, you know, things break at a moment's notice. And certainly the reports over the last several weeks out of both Cleveland and Baltimore have been very, very telling as to how the next season may play out.
You know, you pull up to the Breakers and it's like its own contained environment, right? Like there's FBI and dogs and tents, and it's like, you know, 32 owners there, all the coaches are there out on the lawn and all the executives and like all that. So there's a kid sitting in a chair in the middle of all of this who's 18, 19 years old. Maybe I'd give him 20, but I would definitely not serve him alcohol, right? So he's sitting there in his shorts, and I'm sitting there with my little laptop, and he sees my pass, and he engages me. He's like, pretty wild around here, right? And I'm like, well, he's you're part of media. Yeah. I mean, he said, yeah, man, I have a podcast, but like my parents are vacationing here, and we had no idea this was going to happen. And he was trying to really be low key and just try not to get thrown out. He wasn't in a bad spot. He wasn't in some place he shouldn't have been, but he was just like the only dude who had nothing to do with the NFL or league partners or ESPN or, you know, Kurt Menefee or, you know, any of this stuff going on. And I said, what's your team? He said, a Jets fan. I do a little podcast on the Jets. I love the Jets. And he said, I'm looking for Coach Saleh. And I'm thinking to myself, man, it's fun to be a fan, you know? I think a kid was sat there the next day. I saw him. I said, you're running to Joe Douglas yet? He's like, no, but I'm looking around for him. I saw Goodell. I saw this guy. I saw that guy. I talked to Ron Rivera. And I'm like, this kid's having the time of his life. He's not getting any sunshine. He's in a hallway. But people love the league. You know, they just love the league.
You know, I can certainly relate. Now, I'll leave you with this quick story. Back in my first career, I was traveling from city to city. And again, not really paying attention to what's going on. And I'm having breakfast. I think it was a Marriott Courtyard back then, sitting in their little breakfast. And I'm sitting there not paying attention. And I look up and the table next to me is Ray Floyd, golfer. And I'm thinking, wow. And I sit down, I look at my left and there's Hale Irwin.
Oh.
And I'm looking around the room. The Muirfield Golf Tournament was going on in Columbus, Ohio. And I had no idea where I was. And it was a residence at that point for all of these pro golfers. And I'm sitting there in my 20s, like a kid, you know, like this kid must have been just wide-eyed thinking, what in the heck am I doing here? And who wouldn't, and you know, just trying to act cool about it the whole time. But I can relate to that story.
I got trapped in the Havana airport the morning after the Orioles played the Cuban national team. And there's a lot of pictures, a lot of evidence. And it was actually this week. It was, you know, like as an anniversary, it was in 1999. So it was 23 years ago, right? Got trapped in a terminal waiting for planes with all these rock stars. There was a cultural exchange going on in Cuba that Andy Summers from the Police, and I sang songs with him, and there's pictures. There's a whole thing about this. But all I remember is Bonnie Raitt trying to get some chewing gum with her sandals on, no makeup, hair all up. Mick Fleetwood, Bonnie Raitt. It was Aretha Franklin was in the room. It was just crazy group of rock stars all on this charter flight out of Havana. Jimmy Buffett was not there, but he was a part of it. Dave Koz was there. I mean, It was good, but it was really weird. And when you started telling me the story about the golfers, I'm thinking about that famous picture of the it's mythical, the diner where Jimmy Dean is next to Marilyn Monroe and Elvis, and you walk in, you're like, man, this is like a Sopranos dream.
Exactly.
I think that kid felt that way when he saw Andy Reid getting off the elevator, and there's John Harbaugh, and it looks like Mike Tomlin, you know. So this kid was like, oh. Hey man, take care of yourself. Have a good week. We'll scratch off well on Friday for Ukraine with our friends at Heavy Seas. John Martin here from the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Get on out and let yourself play. Always good to visit with you.
Good. Take care, Nestor.
I'll beat you up at the Browns next week. All right. Hey, we can't win or lose between now and September. It's just all talk. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore positive.